Do you feel like your business is running your life instead of the other way around? I'm Roy Castleman. I've built multiple seven-figure companies, worked across continents, and coached high-performing entrepreneurs. But I've also been completely burnt out. At one point, I was barely seeing my daughter, drowning in stress, and one step away from walking away from it all. That's when I made a decision to build a business and a life that works for me. The journey became Elevate 360. A system to help business owners reclaim their time, find their energy again, and get back in control without sacrificing growth. And this podcast, Power Movers, is where I share real stories behind that shift. Each week, you'll hear from entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders who've walked through the fire and come out of the other side with clarity, courage, and a system that works. If you're ready to build a business that gives you more life instead of taking it away, you're in the right place. Hey, Power Movers, welcome. Here we have Sarah and Wendy, and they have an interesting story to tell us. Sarah, I've worked with for, how long has it been, Sarah? 2.5 years? 3 years?
It's like over three now.
Years?
Three and a half, 4 years. Gosh.
Where did that go? And Sarah came to me, first of all, at a Wim Hof workshop that I was running. And there's a whole story on there, which is on one of the other podcasts we've done. So go and have a look at that. And this is the additional part or the next stage in Sarah's journey. Sarah is an entrepreneur and she's been doing entrepreneurial things and she's stepping and now she's going into something bigger. Welcome, Sarah and Wendy. So introduce yourselves and then we will start digging into the exciting new project.
Do you want to go first?
No, you go first. I'm Sarah. Yeah, you might have seen me on a previous podcast of Roy's. Mum to three kids, two crazy cockapoos, Wim Hof instructor like Roy. And yeah, we're now delving into a new side of things with a bit more of a creative flow. I've been running Creative Cuppers for, I don't know how many years now, a few years. And it's now going to have a permanent home, which is really exciting.
Amazing, amazing. Wendy?
I'm Wendy. I'm married. I've got two grown-up kids. I'm currently working as a tiler and a bathroom fitter, but my health hasn't been quite so good just recently, and that's forcing me, in a good way, to pursue my lifelong passion of art and craft. And I met Sarah just over a year ago, actually doing a Wim Hof workshop.
So Wendy was a participant on my very first workshop after I qualified last year.
And since
then, how nuts is that? That's crazy.
And since then, I've been going to her Creative Cuppers, and probably about 6 weeks ago, what has happened in my life has just pushed me into making a completely different career choice. So I thought, now's the time. The kids have grown up. Maybe I can open that little art and craft shop that I wanted years ago, and mentioned it to Sarah. And she's actually, I'm looking for a home for Creative Cuppers. So we started looking.
Yeah.
And everything has really snowballed really quickly.
Yeah.
And we found a beautiful little shop in Beckles. And
it's just been so easy. Like, to begin with, it wasn't, because we did find a different venue, but that created a whole lot of stress for us. And we realized
pause for a second. Let's go back.
Okay.
let's go back and then we'll move into this. So firstly, I just want to set the scene of it for people that didn't watch the previous podcast. Sarah, when I met Sarah, she was very unwell. She was wheelchair bound most of the time. The first thing she said to me was, I'm not getting in that damn ice bath. I'll do the breath work, but I'm not getting in the ice bath.
I really was so rude to you.
You were. When I run these workshops, I talk about autoimmune diseases. I talk about the benefits of the method. And Sarah, she had paid a bit of attention and decided to give him the ice bath. And she did that and changed her life. She went from 9 medications or 10 medications and staying 12 medications and staying in bed all the time to maybe a couple and hardly taking them. She went from being wheelchair bound and having a car that was a disability car to actually selling her wheelchair and selling that car and living the life she loves. And that's what it's all about, right? This is what it's all about. And yeah, she's always been an entrepreneur, but she's never had, and I'm saying this for you, so she's never had the energy to be able to pursue that passion. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, yes, all the confidence.
All the confidence, yeah.
Yeah.
And she went off and she went to Poland and did the Wim Hof and instructor's course. And that's no small feat. That's yeah, massive achievement. So well done for that. But during this whole process, Sarah she's always been very creative. She's been arty and she started running Crafty Cuppers. And Crafty Cuppers?
It used to be Crafty Cuppers, yeah, and then we had to change it to Creative Cuppers.
Creative Cuppers.
Yeah.
Well, apologies, Crafty Cuppers people, wherever you are. So Creative Cuppers really started bringing people together and bringing people the ability to connect over art and
Yeah.
be able to have a support group and a community and really talk about things in a different way. But also using this methodology or mechanism to be better, to be healthier, to be happier. And you
Yeah.
started doing this, and I remember the first time we spoke, you'd been doing it at home, and
Yeah.
charging people like £5, if you were. And I said,
Yeah.
come on, Sarah, appreciate your value. Just charge.
Yeah.
What do you charge now?
Most classes are between the £15 to £25 range, depending on what craft we're doing and things and what
Yeah.
venue we're at, because I've been obviously moving around different venues, which is why I'm so excited now to actually have a home and do
Yeah.
this with Wendy.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. We'll get to
Yeah.
that. Sarah's amazing at art. She can, do watercolors and she can do all sorts of things. And I've always appreciated that because I'm not that arty. And Sarah worked for me for a while. Yeah, she helped with a lot of the workshops. We've done workshops together a lot and remained good friends. And now she's out going out the nest and doing her own business. And I'm just
Yeah.
so excited for this because this step into this next stage is so powerful and it's so
Yeah.
empowering and it just gives you everything.
Yeah.
Wendy, you said a little while ago, follow my passion. I feel Sarah's really now following her passion. Tell me about your passion.
For my whole life, I've loved art and craft. When I was younger, I used to draw lots. Never really followed it enough and took it up. Actually, it was a watercolor class that you did, another
Yeah.
thing you've introduced me to. I did one of Sarah's introductory watercolor classes and thought, oh, I can paint too. And actually found I was really enjoying it. So I've started watercolor painting, making anything. My whole life, I've always tried to make things and I've always wanted to do things with my hands. Yeah, I've done some craft shows and some craft fairs in the last few weeks. So yeah, that's what I love to
And
do.
you sell your art as
I sell my
well.
art,
Yeah.
yeah, and selling just bits of craft work. And yeah, I love to do it. And I love to sew. I love to crochet, which again was
Yeah.
another one of your creative
Yeah.
cuppers that I
Yeah.
learned that to do. And yeah, anything making things. Yeah, that's what I like to do.
So this piece of art comes into it, but I know, Sarah, you bring something else to it. What else do you bring to it?
Me? What do
Yeah.
you mean? The wellness side as well, or?
Well, on the side, this idea that art is an enabler.
Yeah, so for me, I remember Ross, my husband, creating me a little art room inside because during lockdown, I realised that I could paint. I knew I was all right at school, but never really got on at school with it. And then my grandma's cat actually passed away, and I needed to get a card or something, but it was lockdown, everywhere was shut. So I decided to get some watercolour pens and paint something. And it actually looked really good. So I was like, oh, and I really enjoyed it. I remember sitting in that little art room and thinking, I haven't thought about pain. I haven't taken any painkillers. I've not thought about anything else that's going on. Lockdown, all these germs that were going around and I was petrified of. I didn't think about anything apart from what I was doing in that moment and creating that little painting. And then it became a bit of I wouldn't say an addiction, but it was an escape. Especially like throughout the whole of lockdown and the second lockdown. And then because I was at risk, lockdown for me didn't finish till a lot longer after. And so I just carried on doing all my arts and crafts and things. And then I started making concrete gonks that Ross was outside mixing up the concrete for me. And I was putting it in the molds and then painting them all. And it just took me to a completely different place. And that's what I loved sharing with other people. Is igniting that little bit of spark in them when they realize, oh, I can paint, like I can do this, and actually, I'm really enjoying it. And The fact that I hear people at the classes and workshops saying, I've not thought about anything else. I've not thought about bills. I've not thought about the argument that I had with my husband last night. I've just been in the here and now and just enjoyed it.
What I've experienced from coming to your creative couples, though, is groups of people that get together, and it's mostly women, seems to be, but it's not exclusive to women. But they all sit there, and we all, nobody seems to moan about their husbands or moan about their jobs. Everything seems to be positive, and everybody just seems to get along, have a good time. You first get there, and everybody seems to be a bit nervous, and nobody really wants to say anything to anybody. But within probably 10 minutes, 15 minutes at the most, everybody is relaxed, just getting to know the people sat next to them. I've been to a few and I haven't known anybody there. And
And
it's not really my thing, I didn't think.
it shocked me at how many people actually come on their own, and that's what I love about it, is that you can literally just turn up on your own and leave with two or three people that you now know, and now they all come together.
I think it's really important to dig into there's an excitement that you're bringing here as well, but there's a much deeper thing that you're bringing to this, right? Yeah, we talk about being in the moment, and we talk about that in my history of being in the moment, right? My idea of being in the moment is jumping out of an aeroplane, or going diving 30 meters underwater, or getting into an ice bath, because that really does focus your mind. But that's not for everybody. It is for everybody, but they just don't know. And this, how do we enable people to be present? How do we enable them to be in that moment? And what you're able to do, Sarah, is you're able to put people at ease, right? Your energy brings it, put them at ease. The way that you talk to them, the way that you engage people and bring them together, this all kind of, is key and foundational, I think, to what you experienced, Wendy, with Sarah. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, definitely. And that's what we hope to bring together through our workshops, isn't it?
And now there's the next piece of this. We're going in and you're teaching art, but you're not really, are you? You're
So
teaching.
there's so much more to it than just art. It's because for us, I think, as especially you as well, like now with everything, with you not being able to do your all the stuff that you've been doing for all these years, like art is your therapy now as well.
Yeah, oh, totally. I will spend hours on an evening, especially my work is very heavy and manual, and it's really taken its toll on me. I've been doing it for the last 23 years, and I realize I now can't do it any longer. So in the evening, I do need to rest. And I also have, is it okay to say?
So she's got EDS as well,
We both have it,
and her
weirdly.
daughter as well. And yeah,
So,
so we've got that connection as well.
But in the evenings, rather than sitting watching telly, if I have got time to rest, I will sit and paint. I will sit and craft. I would just spend a few, I would get lost for hours just sitting there painting. And that's,
So let's just talk about Danielle syndrome.
Ellis Danlos,
What is this? And
It's a
just,
connective
I
tissue
don't
disorder.
want you to just tell you, I don't want you to tell me that this is what the description is. I want you to tell me what it actually does to you in the day. What is, I remember you calling me once from the car and saying, oh, I think I just dislocated my knee.
Oh God,
What is this day to day? What does it mean for both of you?
It's very different for you to what it is for me. And that's why they class us as zebras, because we're all very different, because there are so many different ailments and
Variations, yeah.
symptoms that you can have. For me, I have a whole lot of different symptoms. I have gut problems. I have, my spine has problems with it, and my discs have problems. Partly probably because all my heavy lifting through my work. I have a pelvic prolapse, which is partly to it, a lot of aches and pains, a lot of neck issues, which cause me a lot of headaches. What else do I have? I don't know. There's
We're both a bit
we
loopy.
are a little bit loopy, but I think that's just us. I just have to be really careful with what I do, more so now. And I think an age thing as well.
Nothing
Just
to do with age. Nothing to do with age. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 52.
53.
Oh, there
Oh,
you go.
nothing to do with age. You got this.
I've got more grey hair than both of you.
But this is fake.
I was on a meeting yesterday and someone told me he had a machine that could potentially help me regrow my hair. And I was like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
I don't think you wouldn't be you if your hair was like different. My dad's been bald for God, since I can remember. If my dad suddenly turned up on the drive in his Land Rover with hair, I'd be like, oh my goodness, it's not the same person.
And oh, yeah, let's talk about something other than my hair. But yeah, you're going into this, you have a vision, you have a mission. And I just wanted to start digging into some of the work that we've done together, Sarah, and some of the things that you've learned. And we will carry on doing this and we'll meet after this and go through some things. But you came along and you, this AI thing, and what's this all about? I still remember you're like, I'm not going to be doing that. That's just not me. I'm not that at the moment. And Wendy, I think you'll probably agree that she doesn't spend a day without going on it 10 times at the moment, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
honestly, I will up ha hands down. I do not think I'd have had the confidence to do this and everything that I've been doing for the last year, probably, had I not have been taught that by you. There's no way. It's rubbing off as well.
Very good, very good.
Yeah.
And this idea that AI is an enabler, it allows you to evolve. But I want to ask you a couple of questions around it. Firstly, do you think it's made you a better communicator?
Absolutely,
Gen
100%.
generally, yeah.
Do you know why? Because it's not that it's got into my brain, but what AI has done for me, especially ChatGPT and a couple of other things that I use, is it's been able, I can get out of my brain what's stuck in there and onto paper. And I've never, ever been able to do that, ever, because I've got severe dyslexia. And I've, because of how things that from my childhood, I remember being told that I was thick so many times throughout my childhood, and I believed that. And so, even when it came to something simple like Facebook posts on my personal page, let alone my business page, I wouldn't ever have the confidence to put things on there because 9 times out of 10, I'd get a message from somebody saying, oh, you've spelt this wrong, and that doesn't make sense. And now, with me being able to, I literally talk to chat and just say, this is what I want to say. Can you help me? Put it into a proper sentence or
Find the
into
right
a, yeah, because it just allows me to get out who and what I am onto a bit of paper or onto a laptop or onto a news feed, or it's amazing.
This idea that so many people have around AIs is going to make me dumb. And for me, it's an evolution, right? And so long as you're bookending it, somebody said to me the other day, I bookend AI with human. And that's so important. I bring my human first. Right. This is what I'm trying to say. This is why I'm trying to say it. This is the emotion I bring to it. Yeah. Then AI output something, and it outputs something that, yeah, okay, that sounds like me, but changes. I book it at the end of it, right? Yeah, with human, and then I put it out there. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Now that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm feeling. Yeah. And the reason I go into communication with AI is that when you first start using AI, it's really rubbish, isn't
You really
Yeah.
do have to train it and let it get to know you.
Not so much.
No.
You know what's changed? When you first started, you said, okay, I would like to have a letter, please, to Mary to do this. And so then it just makes a letter. But then you start realizing that you're not being clear. You're not being concise. You're not telling it what it needs to do and how it needs to do it. You're not telling the output you expect it to be. Yeah, so then you start changing how you communicate. And then you start realizing, actually, you know what? When I'm shouting at my kids because they're not listening to me, if I communicate a little bit better with them, just maybe they'll actually get it. Yeah. And I found this really filtering through my entire life in every different aspect, from my staff to to my kids, to partners, to all sorts of things. And it's just been really informative. Then the next piece you're talking there about this, I think AI is evolving the human mind, right? It's allowing us to think outside of our mind. And what you're talking about there with talking into it, that's my version now of journaling. I could never journal. Yeah, I tried to journal. I tried really hard to journal. Yeah. I was like, firstly, I should have been a doctor because I can't write to save myself. Yeah. Secondly, yeah, I think I've also got some of that dyslexia going on and ADHD and all these things, all these superpowers that we have. Yeah. So now I get up in the morning, I'm like, okay, ChatGPT, I'm going to do a brain dump. Yeah. And I'm just going to get everything out. There's going to be a stream of consciousness. Yeah. And I want you to help organize my thoughts. Blah, 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 blah. And yeah, just empties the mind, just entirely empties the mind. Yeah. And then it allows more space for the next bit of thinking. Yeah, because now it's somewhere I can use it. I can copy it off of ChatGPT. I can put it out there,
Yeah.
or I can put it into my to-do list. Yeah, so that's the next piece. And the third piece is we now live in this age of information, right? So information is free everywhere.
Yeah.
$20 a month, £20 a month, whatever it is, will allow you to get access to every single piece of information in the world. You can have 1,000 experts sitting in the room with you all day long. You just need to know how to talk to them, right?
Yeah.
So now what we used to do in the past is we used to go and get a book, right?
Yeah.
We're going to learn, read the book and learn the stuff and put it into our minds. Now we've got it. Then we'd go and do something, forget some of it, and we'll come back and we'd create something or we'd do something. Now
Yeah.
we don't need to do that anymore. No. So now what we need to do is we need to know what the problem is and the context is, and then we can say to ChatGPT, this is what's happening. This is the problem I've got. Can you find me the 10 best experts in the world that can help me fix this problem? Right? And then ask me as many questions as you want to ask me to get to the bottom of this so we know exactly what's going on here. So you don't even need to know the information. You just need to know the problem and you can get it solved. So now instead of thinking in our minds, we can think outside our minds, right? And this gives us more brain power to actually think about the things that we want. But importantly, we have to keep the thought ownership here, the thought leadership, because
Yeah.
it can take you down some paths, can't it?
Yeah. Or
How many rabbit holes have you been
it'll
down?
think you're Welsh, because mine used to do that all the time.
Yeah,
It
that was, yeah.
used to think I was Welsh and it talked to me in Welsh. And I'm like, that's not my
Not
language.
Welsh. This is the AI piece. And yeah, we've spoken a little bit about your Wim Hof journey. And the next piece really is how do you set yourself? Because now you're going into a new game, right? Yeah. And yeah, you need to look after yourselves.
Yeah, Wendy, we got into a really good habit actually of every morning you were
Yeah,
coming round
ice
and we were
baths
ice
every morning
bathing. Yeah,
and
so
walking and
yeah, we do our walks and all sorts. So we need to get probably back into it a little
yes,
bit,
that
but
has slipped. It's
it's slipped
slipped.
a little
Yeah.
bit.
And this is it, right?
But we're human, so.
Yeah, but this is the whole thing of it, and this is part of the Elevate plan, is that you have to spend time on yourself. Sarah, we've had conversations about this so many times.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
at the point where you were the worst, you couldn't look after people, you couldn't look after your family, you couldn't look
Right.
after yourself. Yeah, but if you spend an hour every day, can I have a commitment from both of you that you're going to spend an hour on yourselves every day?
Yes,
Yeah,
now, from now, yeah.
from
I'm
now.
off to Poland in, what's the date today? On the 5th of December, I'm off to Poland again.
Good, but you're still going to be spending more than an hour yourself every day. And Wendy, then you need to be doing it yourself, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
So,
yeah.
what is your morning routine?
Not as good as that right now. Whereas we were really
I
on
was
it.
getting up
Joe
at.
Dispenza, meditation, breath work,
Yeah.
and then ice bath.
Yeah. And we should be getting back into that
Yeah.
right now. And yeah, especially going
Right.
forward. And especially once we have the shop, because we will have that extra time, because I'll be
Oh,
starting a little bit later.
yeah.
We can
And
set
we'll
that
be
as
car
our,
sharing
yes, we can
when we're
set that
in
as part of
together.
our daily
Yeah.
routine.
Yeah. And the importance, I can't, for where you are on your journey, I can't stress this enough, right? Yeah. If you are able to give yourself that extra 20% every day by
Yeah.
doing it, yeah, firstly, longevity wise, you're going to get better and better and better.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to lose the weight that you want to lose. You're going to increase your body's ability to heal itself. You're going to do all these things. But more importantly, with the breath work, you clear off the emotions from yesterday. You don't think about what other people are doing. With the meditation, you give yourself actually room to think. With the cold exposure, you give your body all the tools it needs to heal itself. You do that every day and you will take off. You don't, and in 6 months' time, you'll be joining the 70% of other small business owners that are near burnout. So,
Yeah, that's the only reason why I've got where I am is because I put myself first
yeah,
and
100%.
made time for
Yeah.
myself to do those things.
Yeah. I've been spending the last 6 months spending a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of effort looking at every single biohacking thing that you can do, all the vitamins you can do, all the peptides and the other things you can do to make yourself as fit and as young as possible. We're going into a new world now. It's an entirely new world with what's possible. They say in the next 10 years, there will not be a disease that's not curable because of AI.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
That'd be, yeah.
So, yeah, what is it that you can do for yourself today? How can you invest in yourself? And this is the important thing, is we don't invest in ourselves. We don't invest time, we don't invest money, and we don't invest effort in ourselves. And if you do that, then the sky's the limit. So every day, put an hour aside, do something and track it, right?
Yeah.
You've looked at 90, Sarah. I think I sent you the link, but
Yeah.
so you're gonna sign up for 90, pay your whatever it is, $20 a month, whatever. And put your wellness in there, track it.
Yeah.
Don't aim for 7 days a week, aim for 4 or 5 days a week. And give yourself some time and
Not
just
two nodding dogs. We said
yeah, I know, but I totally
that.
agree because we do need that
Yeah.
commitment.
Yeah.
We really do. Because I think it's gonna help just channel us on this
Yeah,
journey, isn't it?
absolutely. Yeah. We know how much better we do after we get out of that ice
Well,
bath when we were doing it before.
yeah.
This morning's ice bath was painful. I bought my 20 or what was it, 10 days of ice yesterday, put it in, got out this morning, and at the top of the ice bath was frozen.
What's the temperature there?
It's about the same. It was probably a bit, it was frozen last night, so it must have been, zero.
Why did you need ice?
Hasn't been. Today's the first day.
Oh, okay,
And I like ice, it gives it a
yeah.
crunch.
I
It's
like
not,
ice. I like how it feels.
like if you just eat a meal without any texture in it, it doesn't work.
Very true.
It's personal preference. But there we
Yeah,
go.
I think mine's down to about 5 degrees at the moment.
So it's just this idea of look after yourself first. You've got the AI tools now, you're starting to use those. There's so
Yeah.
much you can do with them. You know how to look after yourself, and you need to do it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's the business stuff, right? How do you grow and scale your business? And
Our brains have been working
Yeah.
overtime because we realize that if certain things don't take off, we have to make it work.
Yeah.
So we will do whatever it takes to make it work. So we have so many ideas, don't
Yeah.
we, of
Yeah.
where this may take us. And it could grow and grow, couldn't it?
Yeah.
It could really take
Yeah.
off.
And we've had a couple of conversations, Sarah. We'll have a couple more.
Yeah.
And the thing is to try one thing properly first,
Yeah.
because
Yeah.
the state that you're at the moment, it is so tempting, when something doesn't work straight away to go and do something else. Or we'll just try that, and we'll just try this. And you've got the journey of mastery, right? The journey of mastery in the wind tunnel, if this is the indoor skydiving piece, right? You're always looking at this goal in the future, right? Okay, I want to do that. I want to do that. And you don't look at the now as much.
Yeah.
So you're like, if only I could do that. I've had to learn to enjoy the journey, because I'm never going to be as good as an 18-year-old gymnast to be able to do everything. So I mustn't look at them and say, if only I could do that. What can I do? But I've learned that every single small move takes a bunch of commitment that you need to do in order to take the next step. So you're like, okay, you started TikTok, Sarah. You had some pretty good success. And then you
Yeah.
stopped for 10 days, and then you had some more success, and then you stopped for 10 days.
I have, we have just said this, and we've had this
We
conversation this
have, yeah.
afternoon. Yeah.
So, how do you make this part of what you're doing? Right? How do you actually incorporate this into your day? So now you've finished your morning, and you've got a nice, clean brain. Do something straight away. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then just layer it in. And you will blow up on TikTok as you go forward if you just keep on doing the thing that you know you how to do. You'll
Yeah.
blow up on YouTube. You'll blow up on wherever, because you have a message, you have a passion. Wendy, where's your TikTok?
Sarah's got to teach me how to even use TikTok. But we have said this is something we want to do. We want to set something up and actually video content kind of every day if we can. Because we're really excited about the fact that we've got probably a lot of time
Yeah,
each
like
day.
we've just created a business where we can sit and craft.
We could sit and just do the stuff we love to do. But in that same time, we might have, I don't know, if we're there in the shop for 8 hours, we could craft for a couple of hours. We could paint for an hour. We could maybe do some paperwork if we feel we need to. But we can also create video content and then upload it
So
to
we're
our.
really excited about being able to share, even if people can't get into the shop for some reason. They can see what we're doing in the shop, and they can even join later on our classes via Zoom.
Or we could do online tutorials for them, and yeah, with the just there's so much we've Oh yeah, our brain just keep going and say, oh, we could do this, or we could host
Yeah,
this, and we could do
yeah.
this. Yeah.
Yeah. And take just start a couple of threads, start a thread each on ChatGPT. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just pop those ideas in, because the problem is, as soon as you start thinking about these ideas, you give your energy to the future.
Yeah.
Right. And you take your energy away from today. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things is you wake up in the day and first of all you think about yesterday, you think about what you didn't do and think about all these things, and you give some of your energy to yesterday. And then you're like, okay, but I've got to get that done by this date, and I've got to, and you start giving your energy away to tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're giving 30% away to yesterday and 30% away to tomorrow,
Yeah.
you're now losing 60% of your day. Yeah. So what are the tools that you've got that you can actually, okay, ChatGPT, just this is an idea I've had, just draw this in my idea thread. Yeah. And then
Yeah.
we've spoken, Sarah, about the 90 stuff and the business operating stuff, and you've absorbed quite a bit of that over the years, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, you've got to work on your business and you've got to work in your business. What is
Yeah.
the difference? Put time aside to work. They say you should work 20% of the time on your business and then 80% in your business.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to build the business that's totally reliant on you.
No.
Yeah. I like to think of business as a concept that I'm playing with, that a business is a baby, and you're both mothers. Your mother, Wendy? You're both mothers. You've been there, you know this deal. So you decide, I'm going to have a baby. Yeah. You go through that whole pregnancy piece and you give birth. And then you have 2 years or a year and a half of not sleeping very much, and it's painful
Yeah.
initially. And yeah, and now you've just given birth, right?
Yeah, this is our baby.
Yeah,
Isn't it?
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We
Protective of
are.
our baby.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
then you get to the terrible twos, and there's all this kind of pain with that. And but you go over that stage, you work your way through it, and slowly but surely you get up to the teenage years, and then there's all sorts of challenges. And the real risk is we get stuck in the teenage years. We get
Yeah.
stuck in the teenage years because we don't want to let go, because we don't
Yeah.
want the kids to leave the home. We don't want to be left alone. We don't want to let them be adults. And this is the same with the business, right? If unless you're in the situation where you're saying, okay, the purpose of the business is this, the vision is this, and it needs to be able to stand by itself without us being there. And that's what you're building towards. You want to be
Yeah.
able to get to go on the holidays. I've been to 25 countries in the last 2.5 years, right? I've just finished in France. I was there for a week. I was in Egypt for 10 days, free diving with dolphins. I'm now in the US, yeah, for 2 months. And this is because it's super important to me that the thing that I wanted from business was freedom.
Yeah.
I wanted the freedom to be able to do what I want to do. I love what I do. It just lights me up. But that doesn't mean that's all I want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you get stuck in that loophole. You get stuck in doing all those things in the way that you, oh, this is what I need to do. Then, yeah, it can become your prison quite quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll go through all of that. So now, yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit more about what you do. And this is something for the guests out there. What you do, and what you've said to me you do, is you t tell me what you do. Tell me again in your business.
Probably, what do you mean?
Don't,
Like, what is
actually,
the business? Or
what is the business vision? Yeah.
so we are the craftery, and the craftery is a safe and inviting place for people to come and sit and craft, to come and talk to us, to come and look at people's artwork and craft, and it's for local artists who want to sell their work as well, so that they've got somewhere. Because we've spoken to loads of people who have literally. And some of them are from my classes, some of them are local artists and things. They've got houses filled with all their artwork, and they've never either dared to sell them or found anywhere that they want to sell them. So we're that place for them. So a place where local artists can come and rent space and get to sell their artwork and put it on view for other people to see.
Even if they're a beginner, that doesn't even, it's almost like a testing platform to see if their artwork will sell. So they could rent a small space just to test to see if
Yeah.
anybody wants to buy their artwork. And that first sale is,
You remember when you sold your
yeah,
first one?
I was so excited that I actually first myself sold my first
painting.
Yeah.
And somebody actually wants to buy it.
Yeah.
Doesn't actually matter how much it's for. It's the fact that somebody else wants to buy your work. Because you don't think it's good enough, but that's the kind of a testing platform for them. So it's
So
just
remember.
encouraging, like, people to be able to express themselves
Yeah.
and put themselves out there when they wouldn't normally be
So
able to do that.
I want you to go back and I want you to think about this again, because that's what you're doing. What are you solving? What pains are you solving? What things for you has actually meant the most? Sarah, you said it so well earlier. I sat down there during COVID. I started doing my art and I didn't think about the pain. I didn't think, it just took me into the moment. It gave me a focus. That's what you're doing. You're giving people a space to find themselves again. You're giving people a space to live in the moment. You're giving them other tools that allow them to navigate this entire pain point of the world as it is in the moment. You're getting them to think more positive. You're getting them to, get a community of people, like-minded people together. You're doing all of these things that if you get really focused on just the art, you miss out on all this really important stuff that's really so important to you. So it's just that thought process of actually, what are the pain points I'm actually solving? And I know pain points is not the best word to put in, but it is. And then what are those pain points? What emotions do they make you feel? So if you think about how you felt before you did that and how you felt after, it's okay. Do you ever feel like this? Well, this is a way that this is how I felt, and this is my story, and this is what has allowed me to do after that. And Sarah, your journey is obviously so inspiring because so many people can look at you and say, okay, she's, you've had more on your plate. Sarah's got or had or has got, I don't know how we want to say it, the
Yeah, I've still got everything, yeah.
five different autoimmune diseases, fibromyalgia, and a whole bunch of challenges. Thyroid issues, all sorts of things. But and if you can do it, right? If you can use this tool and this mechanism to enable you to be your best possible self, then it gives people hope. And that's, for me, that's the power of what you're doing, right? And at the moment, in any case, like you've heard me do it so many times, right? I'll go and I'll learn Russell Brunson or I'll learn something else. And I'll spend this time and energy explaining to you about this thing because now I know it and I think you should know But if I just spent the time saying, this is the problem that is fixing and this is how you can fix that problem, then you're more engaged in actually doing that. And Wendy, you said, you have this, I've always been able to do this art, but I've never quite done anything with it. So those people that have always been able to do the art and haven't done, your story is as important, right? This is where I was and this is what I was doing. And I felt better doing it, but I didn't really know why I felt better. Now I know why I felt better, right? And now I'm going to help people get to that, right? It makes you much more human. It gives you much more depth in what you're doing. And people get behind it. Anyway, that's just, a thought to bring that to the front, right?
Yes, definitely.
So excited about the what I do. Don't forget why I do it. Okay, people can find you where and they can, how do they get hold of you?
So we are on Facebook, The Craftery Beckles. And then we've got an email as well, if you've got any questions or anything like that, which is thecrafterybeckles@gmail.com. Just head to the Facebook page, really. Because then you can message us, you can WhatsApp us until we get our Instagram and TikTok all up and running. And we hope to get you there.
For anybody else that's sitting there thinking about, I have an idea, I would like to start this. What advice would you give them? I'm going to
Just do
ask.
it. Yeah, really, just do it. Just do it. We actually really have just done
We
it.
literally have just done it. 6 weeks ago, I was sat on that sofa. Wendy was sat on this sofa. And I said, if you want to do it, we might as well just do it now.
And we literally
And that was
started
what we
looking
did. We
that
started
night.
looking that
And I think
night.
we had a shop viewing, literally booked for the next day. And we've looked at three or four shops, haven't we? And
Found our little
quite
shop.
scary, but we thought, actually, yeah, let's just do it. Let's just go for it. And
I
we're here
think
now.
we've learned, especially this last year, life is too short.
Yes, yeah.
And
That
it is, you just Go and do it. If you want to do it and you've always wanted to do it, just go and do it.
I wish you the very best in your journey. I'll be following you very closely, and we'll be talking a lot, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll have you back in a couple of months, and we can get
Yeah.
an
Yeah. We'll be in the
update.
shop then as well.
Yeah, we could do it
We'll
from
have
the shop.
Keaton in there too,
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, very good luck, and thank you for joining Power Movers.
Thank you
Thank
very
you,
much for
Roy.
having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Power Movers, the podcast from All the Power, where our mission is to help business owners reclaim their time, reset their energy, and live the life they love. If this episode sparked something for you, your next step is simple. Take the fit check at allthepower.co.uk. It's a short clarity tool that helps you see where you are, what's getting in the way, and what might be possible if you have the right system. When you're ready, come and join the tribe. Power Movers start with our signature framework called Elevate 360, a system built to help you escape survival mode, create structure, and move forward with power. Just remember, everything we share here is based on real stories, experience, and frameworks. It's not personal business advice. Always speak to a coach or advisor before making big decisions. Because in the end, it's about more than business. It's about building a life that you actually love. I'm Roy Castleman, and I'll see you in the next episode.